This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for March 12th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News. Net zero commitment not concessionary amid climate transition. A slow march towards climate-friendly investments appears to be picking up the pace just as global asset managers, regulators, and policymakers gear up for the 26th United Nations Climate Change Conference of the Parties, or COP26, climate talks slated to be held in Glasgow in November 2021. The COP26 summit, originally scheduled for 2020, but delayed because of COVID-19, aims to get countries to agree on a path towards net zero global emissions by 2050. While a UN conference might not seem relevant to finance, a Thursday webinar sponsored by the London Stock Exchange Group and the Principles for Responsible Investment hammered home the idea that a bridge between climate, science, policy, and investment has become crucial. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. JLN head of videography Patrick Lothian is on paternity leave for the next couple of weeks after the birth of Cecilia June on March 5th. My grandniece will be called Cece. Mother, baby, and father are home from the hospital and, besides being tired, parents are doing well. In Patrick's absence, we have reached into the well of nepotism, and Mizzou IT student and son Robbie Lothian has been contracted to edit the weekly video The Spread. Robbie studied Adobe Suite in the spring semester of last year and produced the weekly web video services for St. Peter's United Church of Christ in Elmhurst last summer. And yours truly is working on producing video content as well. Look for the Hall of Fame videos next week at FIA Boca V. They were produced by John Lothian Productions and head of videography Patrick Lothian. Don't forget to register for FIA Boca V if you're not already. Our prayers and wellness wishes are with JLN Editor-in-Chief Sarah Rudolph, who this morning is undergoing surgery. As mentioned yesterday, Suzanne Cosgrove has stepped into the acting managing editor role. Thank you to Suzanne for your help while Sarah is out. SGX announced on their website as at 12 March 2021 at 4:29 p.m., please be informed that due to the website maintenance, there will be intermittent access to our site from 8 a.m. on the 13th of March 2021 to 8 p.m. on the 14th, 2021, Singapore time. We apologize for any inconvenience caused. Phil McIntosh of NASDAQ has a new commentary titled, Lit Markets Provide Price Improvement Too. It's a look at how liquidity takers also efficiently route for optimal price improvements across venues. Illinois Governor Jay Pritzker has announced that conventions may resume in Chicago starting in mid-July. This is good news for a possible FIA Expo next year. Stay tuned. There were no new donors to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. I did receive a note from the latest donor who lives down under or in Terra Australis Incognita. Some of our upcoming videos for our various services include interviews with former CME CIO Jim Krause, crypto entrepreneur Scott Knutson, and Tasty Trades Tom Sosnoff. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Today we have a video from John Lothian about Ram Vital, the new CEO of Marex North America. In 2020, Ram Vital was hired by Marex to be the CEO of the London-based firm's North American operations. John Lothian interviewed Vital for John Lothian News about his role at Marex. Vital discusses Marex's retail and institutional strategies and where they fit in the institutional sector. He talks about whether there is a new commodity super cycle and the firm's ESG strategy. He also outlines the firm's active growth strategy as they leverage the purchase of Chicago-based futures commission merchant Rosenthal Collins Group and exchange-traded derivatives execution broker XFA. To see this video, go to johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for FIA Boca V. Go to www.fia.org to register. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Is day trading ever a winning investment strategy? High-risk investments have a powerful allure for young investors. I did something I very rarely do last weekend. I watched a live football match on TV. My husband and stepchildren are all football fanatics, but I've never been bitten by the bug. I usually go upstairs and read when matches are on, but since I invested in a 300-pound pair of wireless noise-canceling headphones, we can now peacefully coexist on the same sofa. My comment, yes, day trading is a winning strategy. Anyone can win. Is day trading ever a losing investment strategy? Yes, day trading is a losing investment strategy. It can be and is both. Here's a story from the Financial Times as well. Beeple Collage smashes digital art record with $69.3 million sale. A first-of-its-kind sale by Christie's underscores mania for non-fungible tokens. A collage by the contemporary artist Beeple, composed of a single image file, sold for $69.3 million on Thursday, according to Christie's Auction House, the latest and most extreme example of the rapidly appreciating market for digital artwork known as non-fungible tokens. My comment, the word of the day is mania, from the root word maniac, which in an alternative definition means incredibly crazy investment. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Fraser says idea that women don't help women is utter rubbish. Citigroup's new CEO says she's had support from female mentors. General Motors' Barra urges other women to speak up more. There's a theory in corporate America that women in positions of power don't help each other. Citigroup Inc. Chief Executive Officer Jane Fraser doesn't buy it. My comment, Jane Fraser is definitely an outlander. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. The top story from Thursday was Jump Capital's latest podcast, The Jump Off Point. Second was the news in Cranes that Chicago investment manager Richard Dryhouse had died. And the third most read story was the still popular Business Insiders feature, which also was in the top three Tuesday and Wednesday. A billionaire has been trying to sell his Versailles-inspired mansion for nearly 8 years, and it's finally set to sell at a 47% discount. Look inside the Manhattan townhouse. Your crypto markets wiki coin of the week is Ether. Ethereum's Ether, along with Bitcoin Cash, were offered on Deutsche Börse's electronic trading platform Zetra this week for the first time in the form of exchange-traded notes. Ethereum's main network is also becoming an extremely popular source of digital assets besides ETH. Non-fungible tokens are getting popular as celebrities like the band Kings of Leon and NBA star LeBron James use them to put things like albums and sports highlights videos on the blockchain. Furthermore, a report by The Block published this week revealed that the Ethereum network is an extremely popular host for stablecoins as well. According to the report, 70% of stablecoins traded in January ran on the Ethereum network. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 201,499,331 pages viewed, with 25,505 pages on the site. There have been 230,957 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.